You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Bars and restaurants across Michigan are closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And that means many chefs and cooks are out of work and have a lot of spare time. IPR's Max Johnston reports one cook in Traverse City is using that time to feed those in need.
The kitchen at the Goodwill Inn in Traverse City churns out thousands of meals a week. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they've ramped up production. Every week, they give food to people in need, like the elderly that are avoiding grocery stores and people experiencing homelessness. Last week, the kitchen got a new cook, although he's not a rookie.
I started cooking when I was 16.
That's 48-year-old Miles Anton. He's the chef and owner of the Franklin and Trattoria Stella in Traverse City. Neither have takeout options right now. The restaurants are closed under a state order.
We were kind of prepping for it. We kind of thought maybe it would happen, but it broke my heart.
When they closed, Anton suddenly had tons of free time. He eventually got restless and missed the kitchen. So he called the Goodwill Inn and asked if they needed any help. They're taking volunteers that have been screened for travel or exposure to COVID-19. Now he's chopping up garlic that his restaurant donated. When they closed, produce they had in storage was given to the inn's kitchen. The garlic is being used in a ham and split pea soup.
I am familiar with this garlic.
Anton is making soups so they can feed big groups in bulk. This soup is just starting, but trust me, it smells incredible.
So I've got onions, garlic, I'm gonna add the ham.
Cooking at the Goodwill Inn has given Anton some freedom. He no longer has the constraints of a menu or picky eaters. Now he says they're just letting him cook.
It's really cool, and especially the way they just say, go for it, you know.
They're letting you experiment.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah. Just to make good food and feed people, so.
Anton adds water to the soup. He's gonna let these soups simmer. Eventually, they'll go to addiction treatment services to feed patients recovering from drug addiction. With all this uncertainty going around, Anton is sure of one thing. His restaurants will reopen.
It's really weird because I know in my mind when that happens, it is going to be crazy. Looking forward to that day, but I don't know when that will be.
In the meantime, he implores everybody to take advantage of drive-up or delivery options to keep local restaurants afloat. But more importantly, he says, go back when they reopen. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.